Trilateral talks in Mexico. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. President Biden meeting with his Canadian and Mexican counterparts today in Mexico City as part of a summit of North American leaders discussing a range of topics, including economic ventures, migration, and drug-related violence. All three will hold a joint press conference after meeting. An ethics complaint against newly sworn-in New York Congressman George Santos by two New York Democrats.
Democrats Richie Torres and Daniel Goldman want the House Ethics Committee to open an investigation into New York Republican George Santos, arguing Santos has failed to comply with financial disclosure rules. Santos's short term in Congress has been scandal-filled after revelations he lied or fabricated information about his family heritage, work history, and educational background. Democrats have also raised questions about the source of $700,000 Santos loaned his campaign.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months in jail as part of his tax fraud case. Weisselberg struck a plea deal for cooperation with prosecutors in the Trump Organization trial, which returned guilty verdicts on all counts last month. Ukrainian forces will be brought to the U.S. to be trained on use of the Patriot Air Defense System.
The training will prepare approximately 90 to 100 Ukrainian soldiers to operate, maintain, and sustain the defensive system over a training course expected to last several months.
Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder, training will begin at Fort Sill in Oklahoma next week. There's no specific date when Ukraine will receive the Patriot Air Defense System. Legislators in Brazil are reconvening in their congressional building days after supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro raided Capitol grounds claiming election fraud. More than 1,500 people were detained. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At least 14 people are dead as California continues to deal with atmospheric river storms that bring heavy rains and devastating flooding. Rock slides and other debris flow, making things even more dangerous on the roads. Santa Barbara and Ventura counties among the hardest hit, reporting up to 15 inches of rain in higher elevated areas. In Florida, a federal trial continues as the state argues the U.S. government is acting illegally by not enforcing immigration laws.
Florida officials say the Biden administration's lax attitude towards immigration enforcement and border control is costing the state money and is creating a dangerous atmosphere. They've taken the president to court, hoping a federal judge in Pensacola will order the administration to end what Florida says is a policy of non-enforcement. The U.S. Justice Department is defending the administration, saying the president has the power to enforce laws, but there is no policy for non-enforcement. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
A tentative agreement is in place between Spirit Airlines and the Airline Pilots Association.
The Airline Pilots Association, which represents pilots at the low-cost airline, said 69% of Spirit's pilots voted in favor of the new collective bargaining agreement. The two-year deal represents an economic gain of $463 million, or 27% over the next 2 years, with zero concessions. However, if the merger with JetBlue Airways does not gain regulatory approval or is otherwise abandoned, the The pilots reserve the right to re-enter contract negotiations with management. The new agreement is effective retroactively January the 1st, 2023. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
We're hours from another Mega Millions drawing. Tonight's jackpot, $1.1 billion. If someone wins, it would mark the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.